It's been a great month of July during this abbreviated amateur baseball season for the Maysville Mudhens, and through their first 11 games, they're 10-1. And that comes off of Wednesday's 4-3 win live on KDWA at the Jack against the Newmarket Muskies. Manager Matt Vanderbosch joined KDWA Sports on Thursday with an update on the 10-1 start.
Well, I think we've been able to piece together some games. A lot of moving parts with kind of player availability. I think we discussed last time there's some guys that made other plans for the summer related to work or what have you. But some, you know, players moving around, whatever, but we've been able to fill some spots here. Starting to get a bit more consistent, you know, with the lineup as it is right now. That'll still change here in the upcoming weeks and as we get closer to playoffs. Some guys that haven't been available will become available again, so it's going to be interesting to see how the lineup looks. But overall, we've been adjusting pretty well. You know, every game we're, you know, kind of changing positions. Guys have to fit in maybe spots where they're not necessarily comfortable, but it's been working out so far.
Yes, we know that the Mudhens offense has been sensational through the first 11 games of the year, but how about the pitching? No matter if it's Wednesday, Friday, or Sunday, the Hens are getting an honest effort every time on the bump, and that's carried the team to this terrific start.
Yeah, and some of the guys that really have to step up, and they have been. You know, Connors has been a reliable arm for us for a few years. Thomas Sjogren was pretty reliable with his first year with us last year, and, you know, has come in to eat some innings as well and keep us in ball games. Blake Ritzer, another fresh new kid, just out of high school in East Ridge, but going to St. Thomas next year. And I'm real impressed with him and his poise for how young he is. He comes in, he doesn't really care about, you know, situations and doesn't get overwhelmed with that and competes and throws strikes, which is great. And from a pitching standpoint, I think overall, too, we're sitting okay. I say that because arguably our top three of four arms are unavailable and down. So you got the Ahern brothers, both Shannon and his brother Riley, are both injured. They're both top pitchers at St. Cloud State. And then another Steve Maher, who's been kind of one of our top arms and ace, you know, of the staff for several years now, and he's still battling a shoulder thing. So we really need some of those other guys to step up, and they really have been. So it's been nice to see that, you know, they can compete and keep us in these ball games.
I know many pitchers love a challenge. It's in their blood. But a challenge going up against the Mudhens lineup 1-9, even with a lineup that fluctuates from game to game, there's nowhere to hide for any opposing pitcher. Vanderbosch explains.
I think that you're correct. I mean, throughout, I think we do have, you know, threats, you know, throughout at the bottom. Any given night, you know, our eight hole, which could be Reed Collins or whomever it is in that spot. You know, Reed's got three or four home runs already this shortened season, and he doesn't necessarily, you know, play every game. He's a very good bat, a lot of pop too. Ledoux's been very hot at the plate, and he's had a really good start. Obviously, Marks is always there, just consistently there. He's always a tough out, right? So, you know, top to bottom, I think, yeah, you're right. I mean, we can kind of get offense anywhere, you know, within that lineup. It's trying to get those guys to be more, you know, consistent, I think, is kind of what we're striving towards, and that includes everybody throughout. It's, again, with the shotgun start, it's a little bit of rush to get things going, and for the most part, I think guys are in a good group, you know, right now. We're still working through a couple pieces that, you know, some guys will be leaving for school, Reed Collins being one of them. So we're trying to figure out, okay, we got to get some other guys, you know, some at bats and looks here to get them fresh and try to get going for playoffs. But yeah, no, it's going in the right way. I'll say that.
Though the veterans have been fantastic during this early season for the Mudhens, some of these young guys have also really stepped up at the plate and in the field. A couple of examples is the shortstop second base combo we saw on Wednesday night between Max Gamm at short and Max Morris at second. Though Morris is primarily a catcher, he showed his versatility in the field on Wednesday against Newmarket. That's just two examples of some young, exciting Mudhens coming up through the pipeline. And they're also going to help during the playoffs. Vanderbosch with more.
Yeah, for sure. It's been huge, especially having Gamm this season. We had him a little bit last year, and he was doing some Northwood stuff. We really needed to solidify that shortstop position, or shortstop of the past. Brad Goulet is another young kid, but he's been playing Northwood, and he's gone there again, so we need to solidify that, and he's been doing a great job defensively there. And then as of lately at the plate, too, he's starting to kind of turn around a little bit. I think he had a few games where he was slumping a bit, but I think he's starting to play into his strengths, you know, more, which is more of a contact approach, laying some bunts down, you know, using his speed and his athletic ability to get on the base paths. I think that's been helping him. And then, yeah, Max Morris has been, you know, playing second for us the past few games, and primarily he's a catcher, and he's probably our best defensive catcher, but the way our roster is right now and with missing some of the guys that we're missing, we have to, you know, solidify that second base position, and he's the best option there. So we feel comfortable that, you know, Ledoux is very good behind the plate as well, so he can maintain that, and then Max can, you know, take advantage of, you know, his abilities at second base as well. So it's really nice, like you said, to watch that if I'm in the outfield and center field and seeing those guys, you know, operate up the middle. You know, a whole lot's not getting through, you know, and they're pretty sure-handed. They made some nice plays on, you know, some steals and whatnot, good tags, turned some very nice double plays. That's been a good strength for our team here in the past several games.
Now it's on to two huge Section 1B games, both Friday on the road at Rochester and Sunday a road trip to Dundas. Both games live on KDWA Radio throughout the weekend. Vanderbosch on what could be two of the most important games of the regular season.
Rochester is a funny one. I feel that they're one of the best teams in our section. You know, probably with the shotgun start too, they've, you know, probably been hurt for players and arms and things like that. You know, currently I think they're sitting in the seventh spot, but it can be logjammed down there. I think the two teams right above them only have one more win. I think that's Newmarket and Hampton. It's weird too, because it's almost like, you know, if you're the top seed in the section, you're going to be paired up with a good team regardless, whether it be Rochester, Hampton, you know, Newmarket. That's just how strong our section is. So playing down in Rochester is always fun. Primarily, it's been a tough place to play. They have a very good number one, you know, ace of their staff, Matt Meyer, left-handed guy, pitched professionally for several years, I think. Well, he's got AAA time, and I'm not sure if he had any big league time. I think he's with the Indians and another team or two, but he's very tough. So if he's going for him, they got a potent lineup too, and they can swing the bat. And then Sunday in Dundas, you know, it's Dundas. Hard to play at. It's always going to be hot there. It seems like every time we play there, it's 90 plus degrees during the day, and looks like forecast wise, it's going to be another hot one down there. Not necessarily looking forward to that. I wish it was like 68. How it was last night. It was beautiful, but we'll go down there again and battle those guys. And the same thing with them. They're a veteran team. They can hit. They know how to play. They're always there at the end of the year. In any big game, they rally the troops, and they always compete. From here on out, you know, there's not going to be an easy game. And so every game is fun in that regard. It also is kind of stressful when you're trying to line up arms and pitching and try to be strategic in what you're doing.